Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Comic Chronicle. As always, I'm your host, Society's mutant slash metahuman, Dakota Morgan, here to bring you the news for this week. And I do know it's been a while since we posted anything, and it's also been a while since we've had another news episode with the weekly TV shows, weekly comics, and that. But shit happens, folks. That's a mean way of putting it. The nice way to put it is things happened. That's the nice overall way to put it is things happened recently and was not able to put anything out for you guys. But I do apologize about that. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. And I also want to say, we're back! We're back, but it's not a dinosaur story. Little reference there for you guys who know it. If you do know it, my heart goes to you and I will pay you money in some other earth. Alrighty, guys, we're going to dive right into it because we have some news. Obviously, being gone for about a week and a half, comic news tends to pile up, and you're like, oh, shit, what to do, what to do? Even more than a week and a half at this point, but I got some stuff here for you guys. First off, we're going to go back a few days ago. In a way, I suppose. We're looking at the director of Batman, a new director since Ben Affleck has left the mantle. Not a Batman, don't say that yet. We're looking at Matt Reeves is actually going to be directing the new Batman movie coming up that is going to be starring Ben Affleck. And there's been rumors about him leaving as Batman. There's been rumors of script and that. Guys, if you don't see an official thing on there, don't talk about it. There's a lot of clickbait everywhere for it. Ben Affleck already himself has said he's getting pissed off about all of it. I mean, just stop. Don't believe everything you hear for the scripts, the script writing and that too. I mean, they worked years for it. They're not just going to throw it out like that all of a sudden now. So, excuse me, don't believe everything, guys. That's all I gotta tell you. Next up, we're gonna be looking at the Avengers Infinity War, the movie where the Guardians meet the Avengers, and you have all these characters meeting each other for the first time, like, holy shit. And all versing Thanos himself. They released a behind-the-scenes video. This is a few days ago, but if you haven't checked it out yet, check it out, guys. Marvel posted it everywhere on everything they have. They have behind the scenes with a lot of big people there that are behind for the crew and that. And then they have a scene where they're interviewing Tom Holland, Spider-Man, Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, and Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. All three together on the same set. You're going to be interacting the same scene, you can tell. And they're all talking about it. And they talk about Thanos. There's concept art, including concept art of Rocket Raccoon fighting with Thor. Come on, it's well worth your time, guys. Check it out on YouTube or anywhere else. Now, next up, we are looking at a little bit different turn from Marvel and DC and all that. Jay and Silent Bob, ladies and gentlemen. Jay and Silent fucking Bob. All right, grab your joints, grab your cigs, and grab your booze, lady, because Jay and they're coming back to a theater near you. That's right, folks. Jay and Silent Bob is getting rebooted, and it's going to be titled Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Kevin Smith officially confirmed it by doing a snapshot of his laptop, showing him what the script, well, the title, at least. It's going to be, the synopsis have been released, he already said it. Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, making fun of reboots, and it's going to be them going back to Hollywood because someone wants to reboot Jay and Silent Bob, but call it Bluntman v. Chronic. For their Bluntman and Chronic movie that they were trying to stop one at back in the day. Oh my god. And this already, like there you already said, Kevin Smith himself, the god, the man, Mr. Smith. Already said, hey, we're going to have a shit ton of cameos in this bitch. So, I mean, come on. The first one, fantastic. Good comedy. If you haven't seen it yet, get the, like, press pause. Watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Come back. Listen to this, and then if you haven't seen Mallrats, Clerks 1 or 2, Dogma, or Chase and Amy, watch those movies. And then, but after listening to this. Alright, so if you're excited for that, guys, as much as I am, we'll go on to the premiere. Premiere party. Alright. Miss Kenan, I cannot afford that shit. So, we're looking at the X-Men. The X-Men have been in the news a lot lately. Like I said, I keep saying on this podcast, X-Men are in for another revolution. I mean, they're getting TV shows. They got Legion, which will be talked about soon. They got no TV shows, which I'm about to talk about now. And then also a movie. We'll get into that later. Including books. But getting staying on topic here, the X-Men guys. Everyone's favorite mutants. The synopsis, excuse me, was released. And it shows this. So this is quote for quote. Drama focuses on two ordinary parents who discover their child possesses mutant powers, and they're forced to go underground. on the run from government forces. The family joins up in the underground network of mutants on the run and must fight to survive. And then also Blair Redford has been confirmed as a Native American lead as in this movie. Well, TV show. Sorry about that. Don't know. There's been no names of mutants already that they're going to put in. I don't know. It's not, it may star the original X-Men. If it doesn't have a cameo of an X-Men member, if it's based in present times, I will be very surprised. But that already sounds fucking interesting. I mean, we got that. We also got another maybe X-Men TV show coming up. We also got an X-Men movie. Apparently, we're in the works right now, too. Come on, guys. X-Men Revolution. Everyone's favorite mutants are coming back. And your host is also a big fan of X-Men, so that helps to the fact. All right. So. I got a little bit of a casting thing here. Now, I'm thinking about doing a program on here on the news part of this podcast called Casting Bench. Because holy shit, I mean, almost every week we get casting for some new Marvel, DC, or comic book thing coming up. Almost every week. And it is a long-ass list this week, guys. Because I have for you, for fans of The Runaways. If you don't know what that series is, check it out. We may or may not have an issue coming up on that where we discuss them. That'll be a long issue. But their parents, the evil villain parents, have actually been cast. The heroes have been cast themselves, the kids. But now we're looking at the evil parents, who are in fact evil. Anyway, long story. All right. So the Runaways parents cast. First up we have, I hope to God I pronounce these names right, James Masters and Ever Carding as Victor and Janet, the parents of Chasten, or Chastine, however you want to pronounce it. And then next up we have Annie Worshing and Kit Pardue as Leslie and Frank, parents of Carolina Dean. Next up, we have Ryan Sanders and Angel Parker as Jeffrey and Catherine, parents of Alex Wilder, which is a very interesting runaway character. Then we have Kevin Wiseman and Brené as Dale and Stacy, parents of Gert Yorks. And we have Rosario Dawson. That is next up on the list. As you can tell, guys, we are an excellent news podcast today. It's been a while since I've been back in the game, but fuck it. We're going back on there, back in a while. Back at the Runaways. So, yeah, that... Yeah. Runaways, it's tough to try to describe Runaways in just a few seconds for you guys so we can move on to the next. It's very difficult because Runaways itself is a very great Marvel series. Don't believe it's out currently right now, but great series. Their show is going to be premiering on Hulu sometime soon here. I know it's in the works right now. It's a Hulu-only show, so expect that to be one of the things why you get Hulu. Now, consider Rosario Dawson. Everyone loves this actress. She's good-looking, by the way. Everyone loves her. She is looking at playing Ahsoka from the Star Wars Clone Wars series. Come on, guys. I mean, Rosario Dawson already is an amazing actress, and she's already in so much with Disney and Marvel with the Defenders and whatnot, and so many other great things. And Ahsoka, she can pull it the fuck off. I don't know who the hell you're going to kid. She can pull it off. No way. I totally can see it. Now, we're moving on to Dino Guys. The reason why I'm saying Dino is because Jurassic World 2. There's been a little plot leak on this one. Jurassic World 2 is going to be on the focusing on, it's at least two focus on dino rights. I mean, rights of dinosaurs. It makes sense. It's better than this bullshit they were probably going to do with hybrids and whatnot. Don't get me wrong. I love the Indominus Rex. I love what they did. It works for one movie, though. You want to do a entire thing on hybrids, you're going to end up with some weird shit in Jurassic World. Well, in the Jurassic Park universe. But keeping it in their universe like it is, come on now. Dinosaur rights? I haven't made this movie already. Get the fuck out. I mean, it's going to be expected in the next couple years, but hey, whatever. So, moving onwards, guys. We are looking at Mel Gibson. A lot can be said about Mel Gibson. Oh, shit. But moving on to him, and he actually has some ties to DC right now. Get the fuck out. He's been approached for Suicide Squad 2, and I know what you're saying. Like, Suicide Squad 2? What the fuck? Who thought of this? Like, Why are we doing this? No, come on now, guys. Come on. We all know it was going to happen. We all knew it. But apparently he's been approached for Suicide Squad 2, so that means that they're thinking about doing a Suicide Squad 2. Now, the Han Solo movie, the Han Solo solo movie, and tongue twister there. He has cast, not he himself, has cast Thandie Newton. Thandie Newton was in Westworld, by the way, as the one who owned the little hostel. Phenomenal actress that she is. Phenomenal. Great in Westworld. Just absolutely wonderful performance. Westworld itself, amazing fucking show. That's for a different time, though. All right. Now, Kersey, or however you want to say it, Kersey Clemons, who is playing Iris West, apparently, in the Flash movie, whenever the fuck that gets made. She has also confirmed Iris West will have a cameo in Justice League. Come on. I mean, everyone's going to be in the fucking Justice League movie. And also, to tie into the Justice League movie, they just released a Toy Fair statues for the main team of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg. And they're all phenomenal. I mean, they're phenomenal. Check them out. But moving still on to that. I mean, everyone's going to be in fucking Justice League at this point. We have the Queen of the Amazons popping in there. We have a shit ton of people. I mean, if now the big one that everyone I know wants to, because you're having Steppenwolf in there, getting on Justice League for a moment. If you're having Steppenwolf in there, you got to put fucking Darkseid in there. I won't put that out there right now. Come on. You have to at least have him pop up sooner or later here. Darkseid, motherfuckers. He's coming. He's coming for your wallets, because you know you're going to fork out your money for that movie. You know it. Now, moving back to X-Men, as I said, Sophie Benson. Phenomenal actress. Really, really, really good looking. Besides the point of the good looking. Game of Thrones. Sansa Stark. From Game of Thrones on there. On HBO. That show itself is like a piece of God that he gave down to us on a plate. Really, fuck, it's so good. She has confirmed that she's going to be playing Jean Grey again in the new X-Men movie coming up. That's more X-Men stuff coming up for you. And in my opinion, she played a good Jean Grey. A good young Jean Grey here. She has potential here, guys. She has more potential to work out her role. Moving onwards to Godzilla. The biggest kaiju around. The sequel has started filming, folks. It has begun. Because we know after we get Godzilla 2, we're getting Godzilla v. King Kong. And then all of us will orgasm together at that one, because holy shit, it's going to be phenomenal. Now, it may sound like I blow everything, but trust me. I mean, Godzilla v. King Kong, I can only see it ending in very bad, well, not very bad ways, but I can see it ending in very good ways, very little bad ways. If I just jinx it, I apologize to all the kaiju fandoms and myself. Now, we're moving on to Young Justice Season 3, the most awaited cartoon, I think, to date. Young Justice Season 3, it has been confirmed by the actor himself, Jason Spizak, has confirmed on Twitter in sort of a way that Wally West, a.k.a. Kid Flash, is returning to Season 3 of Young Justice. I mean, give me a fuck. Yes! Finally, like, he had to come back. I mean, you knew after the end of what happened in season 2. No spoilers on here. If you haven't seen Young Justice, check it out. Recommendation on that. You cry. I mean, you just cry. If you watch the season, if you watch the show, especially if you're like me, you woke up on Saturdays and watched it, like, really? Like, you just cried. It was just. Oh. Okay. Moving on, before we get into self-depression about Kid Flash. Jurassic World 2 has also started filming now. So, movies are in the works. Sequels in the works, ladies and gents. Sequels are in the works. Now. A little synopsis has been released for Black Lightning, for that TV show that was actually on Fox originally, and then moved to CW. And Black Lightning is going to be part of the CW universe. So, we got even another hero TV show moving onwards. The plot goes as such. Jefferson Pierce will be a 40-year-old high school principal who retired as a hero, but brought back into the fold because a street gang kidnaps his daughter, and it's a street gang that's at war with the LAPD. So fuck, we're getting this, man. Come on. Does it not sound good already? Like, Black Lightning, a guy with electricity powers, going to war with a gang, probably with the assistance of the LAPD. I mean, holy fuck. They gotta have their own versions of the LA riots on this shit. If they don't, I'm just sadly disappointed. And it's Black Lightning. Probably a D, C-minus list character. Come on. And if you think he's a B or A-list character on here, I give you a lot of credits, but I don't know if you've picked up a book recently in DC history, but... Alright. Moving onwards, guys, to live action. Kind of weak this week. I'm not gonna do last week's, I'm gonna do this week's. Just keep it interesting for you guys so you can keep up to date on your stuff. We're gonna be looking at Gotham this week of 2/15/17. That was the Wednesday where most everything premieres, but this episode of the news being 2/18/17. I mean, this week was kind of weak, I'm not gonna lie. First up, we have Gotham on the list. Winter Break. Supergirl. Oh, shit. Title Luthors. Oh. See Magnifique on this one. See Magnifique. Last one ending with Martians, I believe. Or the White Martians invading. I'll give you a little bit of hint on that one. That one ended with the White Martians invading the DEO and invading Earth. Like, holy fuck. This one's with the Lex Luthor family. Well, his brother, his sister and mother. Evil woman they are. But it also includes a lot of Luthor family history. Maybe a little cameo from a young Lex Luthor, who did actually a very great job too, by the way. He actually looked the part and he acted very well. He acted like a Luthor. Really did. They do a lot with Lina, just fantastic. And there's also an appearance of the power armor. Lex Luthor's green and purple power armor. Come on. Come on. Fantastic. You see Lionel in there too, and that's as much as I'm going to say, because check it out, guys. Check it out. You know how it goes here. I tell you guys about it. You got to check it out yourselves. I'll give you detailed plot stuff every now and then, but with a little bit of spoilers, but not right now on this. I want you guys to check it out because it deserves it. Flash, no new episode. Legends, no new episode. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though. Holy shitballs. They're doing a fantastic job on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again. They are doing phenomenal. Every episode does... No episode this season is disappointed. None. I will put money down on that. No episode of Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4 has been bad. Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D., the LMD storyline right now, is filled... I can't even say anything without spoiling. I mean, great plot twisting episode. They do a great job with the LMDs, the life model decoys. And how do I want to put this? That's it. without spoiling it, that's all I can say, guys. We're looking at Arrow next. Arrow, great episode. Great. Emotional. You might cry. I mean, I almost shed a tear. I'm not going to lie. Great episode tackling gun issues, actually. Like pro, cons, people support, characters supporting, characters not supporting, characters not supporting. Doing, have their own really good reasons. And then characters supporting have really good reasons of tearful moments. Yeah, that including Wild Dog himself. I mean, oh, the actor did a phenomenal job on him. Wish I had his name written down here for you guys so I could shout him out on here, but, oh, phenomenal job. So, Arrow, knocking out of the park with that episode. Powerless, on Thursdays on ABC. I gotta say, good. And I don't know, that's what you wasn't expecting. You're probably like, oh, he's gonna talk shit. No, actually, I want to say Powerless, I may have given it a sort of bad, sort of good review. Probably, I really... Didn't give it a good review on the first episode. But apologies to those guys. It wasn't their fault. To the actors. But the second episode, good. The third episode, better. Like, it's actually getting really good. And I want to say there's a lot of adult shit in it. Like, a lot of adult... I think it's made for adult fans. Let's be a little comedy break from, like, hardcore, like, I'm Batman. DC, like, shit. I mean, it's in the DC universe. So it's a little bit of a break. So it ties into Atlantis, like, come on. Character development, maybe one's an Atlantean, who knows. They're just getting better and better, in my opinion here, guys. I mean, check it out. There's only three episodes. It's not like you have to check out much. Now, books of the week for 2/15/17 of this Wednesday of this week. Voracious Feeding Time number 3, the miniseries tied into the main series itself. I do support the series 100%. I do support Mark Nassian. Last time, and all the other fucking guys working on that one. Sorry, I just had a mind blank on them. Sorry about that, guys. But I do support them on 100%. I do apologize for doing a mind blank on them. But and Jason Murr. Jason Murr, there we go. Been a long week, guys. Been a long work week. Yeah, I can't really spoil anything on this one either. Say anything without spoiling it. Check out Voracious, and then check out Voracious Feeding Time number 3. Voracious should be on paperback sometime soon, I believe, according to them. Now, we're looking at Justice League number 15. Finally. DC Rebirth has been good. I'll give it that little rant. DC Universe's Rebirth has been great. A lot of issues. They brought back a lot of classic stuff while also keeping a lot of new. It's great. Great job. I mean, there's a lot of great books out there for it. Now, Justice League has been my favorite for the past many years. Justice League has not been my favorite for the past while here. Justice League issues were kind of weird, and they had these weird villains, and it's like, we're team building. It's like, the team's already been formed for 4 fucking years in the new 52 universe here, guys. You don't need team building shit. Yeah, you got new recruits, but you had new whatever. I want to say Justice League number 15 of the Rebirth, fantastic. It actually was getting better. It's a good storyline, and it has potential for great storylines to come, too. Now, Venom number 4, Venom the Villain. Going back to evil roots, too, now, guys. All I can say in this issue, Venom versus Scorpion. Two Spider-Man villains versus each other. What more do you want if you're a Spider-Man fan? Like, pick this issue up. Fuck. If you're a Venom fan, pick this issue up. Highly recommend it. Great job. When we're looking at Uncanny X-Men number 18, it is an Inhumans versus X-Men tie-in. It's the occupation of the Inhumans' home, New Adelan. Very kind of emotional. It's emotional, dramatic, action-filled. Not really comedic at all. I mean, there's not really anything comedic about an occupation as people of Iraq and Afghanistan. Hey. But nothing to hurt on our troops. I love our troops. Yeah, like, as much as I'm going to tell you about it, because a few characters make an appearance, some you haven't seen in a long time, some you have, but, yeah, it's not exactly going to smooth over with Inhumans left over after the royal family's gone, and they were invaded, and it was a giant attack, and how to, like, you're under our control and jurisdiction right now until we get this mess sorted out. Most of them there are like, what the fuck? Next thing we're looking at is Uncanny Inhumans number 19, also an IVX tie-in. IVX, by the way, doing really well. The ex-Inhuman Prince, Maximus, and his crew gather ingredients to make Terrigen crystals to try to stop the Inhuman and Mutant War at the current moment here. Maximus doing a good thing, but also for his own dastardly deeds. Now, if you know Inhumans, does that sound surprising? No. But they do a few good appearances in a few different places. And you know what? Very, very good tie-in story. And you know it's probably going to actually tie into the story very well, considering that's really the only thing that looks like it's going to stop this war. Now, we're looking at the premiere issue next of Super Sons number 1. Now, it has that little bastard Damian Wayne in there. Batman's son, the new current Robin at the current moment here. And it also has the new Superboy. That's Clark and Lois is from regular old pre-52 Earth, who escaped to our Earth. It's heavily convoluted at the current moment here, but that's the best way to put it. Like, our current Superman is dead. Previous Superman is here with Lois, and then they had a son after living here for a while in secret, and then now that son's Superboy, but then the new 52 Superman supposed to be showing up, and so who knows. But Super Sons, very great, actually. I digged it a lot. I'm not going to lie. Like, Damian Wayne's a little shit, like always. But him teamed up with, like, Superboy? Come on. It's a great team-up issue, I'm not going to lie. And that's their new series, Super Sons. I highly recommend it. They already got an action line. They got a action figure 2-pack they just released at the Toy Fair of current Superboy and Damian Wayne and, like, their new suits. So they're pretty hyped about this, and you should be hyped too. If I don't sell it enough, Jesus. Now, next up, we are looking at our current thing that we always do during every news episode. What the hell comics? This is where we like to look at what the fuck comic book companies were thinking at this time. Like, what? It's usually older. There may be some new ones every now and then. Like, how could this pass editorial? How could this pass this? Like, was there a moral thing? Like, all these different things and reasoning behind. Well, questioning behind these dastardly things that happen in comics. Now, we're looking at this one for this week. It's kind of like, what the hell? Like, if you're a little kid picked this up, you'd be like, what the shit's going on here? It has to do with the Spider-Man Noir miniseries. Spider-Man Noir, kind of 1920s sort of feel to everything. Now, in that miniseries, the Vulture, flying guy to kind of the green bird suit, yeah, going to be in current new Spider-Man Homecoming movie. Yeah, that guy. Vulture could explain a lot about him, but not. Yeah, Vulture killed Uncle Ben. Okay, workable, right? Now, listen to this. But he also ate him as well. He ate Uncle Ben. Not Uncle Ben's rice. Uncle Ben the man. Yeah. So, God, all I got to say is, what the hell, comics? Alright. Alrighty, guys. I want to thank you for joining me on this a little bit extra filled news episode. And a little bit of ranting on this news episode. Not going to lie. But you know what? I've been gone for a week. I can do it. We can do it. I mean, almost a week and a half, actually, now that I think about it. Almost a week and a half you guys been gone. You haven't had new episodes. You have no new coverage, no new news, nothing. So thank you guys for tuning in, as always. If you want to give a suggestion or review, suggestion maybe a comment, like anything I want to cover, like you wanted me to cover or whatnot on here for an episode, let me know. At DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. You can message me or send me a tweet or something like that. And please do, guys. I will read them. I will reply back. Promise you 100%. Even if you're just sending me a bunch of flick-off emojis, I'll reply, probably with a lot more flick-off emojis, but I'll still do it. So, as always, guys, thank you very, very much. And I'm coming to you from Phoenix, as always. Forgot a little bit in the front, but you know what? It's been a while. All right. Thank you, guys, as always. And stay classy, America.